Welcome to the Housing Literacy Podcast with host Matt Guarino, founder of Powerful Homes. Matt's mission is to empower dreams through home ownership.
We're here to help.
We're going to do this together.
And now, Matt Guarino.
My name is Matt Guarino, and this is Power 180. 3 minutes of housing literacy that can empower your dreams and transform your life. So the top 10 things named by psychology today that hold people back in their life are change, loneliness, failure, rejection, uncertainty, something bad happening, getting hurt, being judged, feeling inadequate, and the last one is loss of freedom. So here at Powerful Homes, we see things through a real estate lens, and we passionately believe and know and trust that ownership changes everything, and that buying your first home or your first investment property will help you push through the fears that may be holding you back, including the 10 we just talked about. So let's take a look at three of these 10 and illustrate that point. So one of them is loneliness. So loneliness can be avoided and have become something that lessens over time with a commitment to a community and neighbors. And we're talking about the perspective of being an owner in that community. You can have great bonds and deep connections with people as a renter, but I know, and I've experienced, and so many people I know, that when you do life with others and you really dig in and you're there through the ups and downs as an owner in a community, the loneliness can fade. It really goes away a little bit and you feel more connected always into that community. Another one of the 10 that we just mentioned, the uncertainty, including financial, and then perhaps even with, you know, your most basic need, housing, can be stabilized by committing, owning a property in a certain city, in a subdivision, in a location. It stops the ground from trembling underneath you. And especially after what we just went through, a tough phase in our world history, knowing that you have a stable house, knowing that you control it, can really lessen the tension and the uncertainty. Finally, let's just look at the loss of freedom. That was one of the big fears. That kind of thing fades when you feel like you have the financial resources and the margin in your life with the equity in your house to be at choice at any time and in any circumstance, including a job loss, health issues, or even something like a pandemic or something that happens within your family. Say with your children or your parents or even your extended family. That loss of freedom, that knot in your stomach that you can feel, I felt throughout the early parts of my life, and still at this point, really kind of calms down knowing that I'm an owner and I can control my destiny. So everything you want is on the other side of fear, and thinking will not overcome fear, but action will. Let's take action and make it happen.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Housing Literacy Podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, and hit that subscribe button. And stay connected with Matt Guarino by visiting www.powerfulhomes.org.